Members, the House will come to order. If members could begin to take their seats, the House will come to order. Members and visitors in the gallery, please rise for the prayer. We will be joined with us today by Reverend Cody Craven from Lone Oak Baptist Church in Dover at the invitation of Representative Perez. Reverend Craven, please approach the well.
I'd like to begin by thanking this body for inviting me to come today. More specifically, I would like to thank House Speaker, Speaker Chris Sprouse, and my sponsoring representative, Representative Daniel Perez. Would you join me as I pray today? Dear Lord, we gather in this place in awe of your power and overwhelmed by your grace. We are grateful for the love and protection that you have given to us, and we praise you for the forgiveness and salvation found through faith in the Son, Jesus Christ. I thank you today for these men and women who have sacrificed time and effort to be here making decisions that will affect Florida as a whole. As I am surrounded today by these representatives, I pray they do the tasks that they were elected for by their constituents with honor and integrity. I pray that you will bestow upon them wisdom from high as they make these difficult decisions. I pray for their families while they are away, that you will put a wall of protection around them. Lord, as our nation was struck very hard with this pandemic, I pray that we will grow together and rise from the ashes. As a citizen of Florida and a servant of you, I request in all these things that your perfect will be done, and we lift these requests to you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend. The clerk will unlock the machine and members will record their presence. Have all members recorded their presence? The clerk will lock the machine and announce the presence of a quorum.
118 members voting. A quorum is present, Mr. Speaker.
Members and visitors in the gallery, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. The Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Eric Eichenberg, Jr. from Miami at the invitation of Representative LaMarca, Patrick Eichenberg from Miami at the invitation of Representative Daly, Rebecca Eichenberg from Miami at the invitation of Representative Alupis, Julian Grieco from Miami Beach at the invitation of Representative Grieco. Members, we are pleased to have with us the doctor of the day, Dr. Jay Epstein from Pinellas Park, at my invitation. Welcome, doctor. Today's law enforcement officer of the day is Lieutenant Richard Castillon from the Lee County Sheriff's Office at the invitation of Representative Roach. Lieutenant Castillon created the Deputy Dogs Program, an education program that utilizes police dogs to educate children about law enforcement and the role everyone can play in keeping our communities safe. The program grew out of Lieutenant Castillon's rescue of an abused dog named Chance, who he found on the street malnourished, bleeding, and on the verge of heat stroke. Now there are more than a dozen active canines who travel with him to help educate students. Lieutenant Castillon, it's great to have you with us today. Thank you for all the work you do to teach our community's children about the value of law enforcement and how to keep our community safe. Welcome to the Florida House. Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, show the journal approved. Are there reports of standing committees and subcommittees?
On the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Read the report.
The Honorable Chris Sprouse, Speaker, House of Representatives. Dear Mr. Speaker, your Rules Committee herewith submits the special order for Wednesday, March 31st, 2021. Consideration of the House bills on special orders shall include the Senate companion measures on the House calendar. Reading of the report, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Renner, you're recognized on the report.
Mr. Speaker, the report sets the special order calendar and allocation of times for questions and debate contained in the letter, and I move the adoption of the special order report for today, March 31st, 2021.
Are there questions? Is there debate? All in favor say yay.
Yay.
All opposed, no. Show the special order adopted. Are there other reports?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there motions relating to committee and subcommittee references? Are there matters on reconsideration? Are there bills or joint resolutions on third reading?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there bills in the special order calendar?
On the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Read the first bill.
By Representative Zika and others, House Bill 5, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Civic Education Curriculum.
Representative Zika, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, it's a great honor to present House Bill 5, Portraits in Patriotism Act. Also, I would like to take this opportunity to thank members for speaking with me on the phone and in person about this important legislation during the committee process. I'm grateful for your unanimous support. I was moved hearing your life stories of how you overcame adversity and realized the American dream. Your life stories are stories of courage and bravery, where everything is possible in America. On November 17th of last year, in this chamber, our own Speaker Sprouse shared with us his beautiful vision that he would love for every school-age child in Florida to hear from Floridians, Americans, who hail from countries where freedom is a luxury and liberty a dream, to tell their story of why, of all the nations in the world, they would choose United States of America as their home. This is why I have introduced House Bill 5, Portraits in Patriotism Act, to share our American stories with the next generation of Floridians. Under the subject legislation, House Bill 5 enhances integrated civics education in Florida. It directs the Florida Department of Education to build a video library of personal stories of diverse individuals who demonstrate civic-minded qualities to be used as part of a civic education curriculum. It ensures high-quality, consistent coursework across the state by developing and approving an integrated K-12 education curriculum. Members, this bill will help our students and our children develop four things: a sense of civic pride, an understanding of founding principles, the importance of defending liberty, and effective public advocacy skills. Furthermore, the high school U.S. government course requires a comparative discussion of political ideologies such as communism and totalitarianism that conflict with American democracy. Members, through Portraits in Patriotism Act, we will make it possible to tell our American stories to our children in our schools. America is a place of big dreams and unique achievements, where your place of beginning doesn't determine your place of becoming. Only in America can one of 14 children growing up in poverty that one day he would rise and become the first African American to get elected to any statewide office in this state, our friend and colleague, Representative Bush. Only in America can the son of Cuban refugees leaving Cuba and the evil of communism that one day he would come to America and he would become the first Cuban American speaker of the Florida House, Marco Rubio. Only in America can the daughter of Jamaican immigrants one day would come and overcome so much adversity that one day she would become a member of the Florida House, our friend and colleague, Representative Amproy. Only in America can the son of Jamaican immigrants one day become the first United States Secretary of the State, Colin Powell. Only in America. Only in America can the daughter of European refugees come into America, escaping the brutalities of what happened in Europe, that one day she would become the first U.S. Secretary of the State, Madeleine Albright, only in America. But there's one more thing. In Hope, Arkansas, a young man was growing up with a single mom. with limited economic means, where he believed what he wanted to do, that he would rise and become the governor of Arkansas and the president of the United States, despite the adversities President Bill Clinton, only in America. Members, we live in a great country, and this is the reason I have sponsored Portraits in Patriotism Act to tell our American stories to the next generation of Floridians. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and that is the bill.
Members in questions. Questions on the bill. Questions on the bill. Representative Andrade in questions.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Zika, thank you so much for this bill. I did want to ask, one component of this bill relates to a video library. Can you speak a little bit to the importance of this video library as part of this bill?
Representative Zika.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, Representative Andrade. Members, we all know we can read a book and remember a few things. We can look at a photo and really get the whole story, but we can never replace hearing a real life testimony in a video for our children. The real life testimonies of many that have come to America, escaping communism and other dictatorships around the world to hear their story. That's the reason this video library is so important, so we can hear their American stories and tell them to our school children. And that is the reason this piece of a video is so important to have.
Additional questions, members? Additional questions. Representative Thompson, any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, how will you identify the individuals who will give their stories for the library?
Representative Zika.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you so much, Representative Thompson, for the great question. Under the subject legislation, the video library, we're instructing the Florida Department of Education to develop the video library, and specifically in this legislation, we have language diverse individuals to be part of this video, because its members is so important to tell all the stories to our children in our Florida schools, because Florida is the leading state in this union. We're the third largest state, and what we do in Florida, the rest of the country will do. So that video will ensure that we'll have diverse videos of all walks of life. Thank you.
Additional questions, members? Additional questions. Representative Escamani, any questions?
Thank you so much, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, Representative Zika, for this bill. Just a few quick questions. I know there's been some conversations in committee around the integration of some of the dark past of our state when it comes to slavery, when it comes to other issues impacting communities in search of the American dream. I'm curious if that will be integrated into these stories to make sure that that past is not relived in our state as well.
Representative Zika.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you so much, Representative Escamani, for this great question. The House Bill 5, Portraits in Patriotism Act, this is a civics bill, not a history. Under current statute in Florida, there are three social science credits you will have. You will have today American history, world history, another half credit in American economics, and the other half is in American government. So this is a civics bill. The most important piece about this legislation is that the video library will give us an opportunity to hear stories from all Americans that have come to this great land of America to tell their story of how they overcame adversity and the difficulties they had to go through to reach the American dream.
Additional questions, members? Additional questions? Are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over to third reading. Read the next bill.
By Secondary Education and Career Development Subcommittee and Representative Diamond and others, CS House Bill 611, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Civic Literacy Education.
Representative Diamond, you're recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move that Senate Bill 146, a companion measure, be substituted for CS House Bill 611, and that the Senate bill be recognized, be read a second time by title.
Representative Diamond moves that Senate Bill 146 be substituted for CS for House Bill 611, and that the Senate bill be read twice, second time by title. All in favor say yay.
Yay.
All opposed, no. Show the motion is adopted. Read the Senate bill a second time by title.
By Senator Brandes, Senate Bill 146, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Civic Education.
Representative Diamond, you're recognized to explain the Senate bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, it has been said that democracy is not a spectator sport, and this bill is part of an important, ongoing, and bipartisan effort to help our students learn the skills they need to be effective and engaged citizens. It's a privilege to follow my friend Representative Zika in presenting this bill. The Senate bill, Mr. Speaker, directs the Commissioner of Education to establish criteria for a nonpartisan civic literacy practicum. This is project-based learning. And Mr. Speaker, there is a strike-all amendment.
Members, are there questions on the bill? Questions on the bill. Are there amendments?
On the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Take up the First Amendment.
Representative Diamond offered the following strike-all amendment with title amendment, barcode 100821. Remove everything after the enacting clause and insert an amendment.
Representative Diamond, you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The language in the amendment, members, is the language of the House bill that has moved through our committee process this session and passed the committees with unanimous support. The amendment clarifies that the practicum to promote civic literacy and civic engagement would be an opportunity for students to learn how government works, specifically by participating in an internship at a governmental entity through simulations or observations of core governmental activities, and by learning about or attending events associated with the United States citizenship naturalization process. The hours spent on this important and meaningful work for our young people would count toward Bright Futures scholarship requirements. In addition, the amendment creates in Florida statutes the Citizen Scholar Program, which is a program at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, in conjunction with the YMCA, to provide students with opportunities to learn more about how government works. And Mr. Speaker, that is the amendment.
Members, questions on the amendment? Questions on the amendment? Seeing none, are there amendments to the amendment?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there substitute amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Members in debate on the amendment. Seeing none, you're recognized to close.
Wave close.
Having waived close, all in favor of adoption of the amendment say yay. All opposed, no. Show the amendment is adopted. We are back on the bill. Are there additional amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over to third reading. Read the next bill.
By Representative Grawl and others, House Bill 241, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Parents' Bill of Rights.
Representative Grawl, before I have you move on with your bill, Representative Rayner, you are recognized for a recognition.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wanted to recognize my wonderful wife, Bianca Goolsbee, who is here in the gallery. She drove all the way from St. Pete to be with me today. So wanted to recognize, as you know, people actually love her more than me, but it's fine, it's okay, it's okay. She has fans, it's fine, but just wanted to recognize her today.
Welcome, welcome to the Florida House. Representative Lamarca, you're recognized for a recognition.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A lot of times, members here see me with my aide, Corey, so you figure that's who I spend most of my time with, but I do race home 7 hours each way to be with my beautiful wife, Eileen, who's up here for Spouses Week, and I want to recognize Eileen in the gallery.
Welcome, welcome. Representative Daly, you're recognized for a recognition.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As the former president of the Broward League of Cities, when I started local office, it is my absolute honor to welcome the current president of the Broward League of Cities, City Commissioner Tracy Kalari, past president and mayor Greg Ross, and executive director Mary Lou Tai up in the East Gallery.
Welcome to the Florida House. Representative Grawl, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. HB 241 establishes a new chapter of law called the Parents' Bill of Rights. That is the bill, Mr. Speaker.
Members, questions on the bill? Questions on the bill? Seeing no questions. Representative Smith, any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, Representative Grawl, for bringing forward the bill. So I have a question about how certain parts of the bill are going to be interpreted. My question is about a parent's right to access and review all school records related to his or her minor child, which is mentioned on lines 97 to 98. Now, in the context of an LGBTQ student, and I know you've heard some of these questions before, and if you'll indulge me, this is not debate, Mr. Speaker, this is just a scenario, and I want to understand the application of the bill, if you will. So let's say 16-year-old Carlos is asking here. So I'm anxious and nervous about judgment, perhaps physical violence, or even worse, family rejection that I might face if my parents or my father find out about me what he has long suspected. So what I've done is I've now confided in a school social worker. I've confided in a safe coordinator about my sexual orientation, and that faculty member would then transcribe the details of our private conversation about my sexuality in their notes. After that, my father calls the school, and as lines 97 to 98 prescribe, he asks to access and review all school records related to my conversation with the school staff. So my question is, what happens then? Is the school required to disclose the information that outs me to my parents, or are they able to exercise their discretion and respect my right to privacy as a student to not reveal those records and let me handle?
Representative Smith, I think she understands the question. Representative Grawl, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Currently, those records would be available if they are part of your educational record. They would be available to your parent. This bill merely states that and cites to that section of law. If you were engaged in counseling with a mental health provider that was classified as a healthcare provider, you may have some protections under HIPAA that would be different than FERPA. However, there's nothing that, and if the school was concerned that you would be in imminent danger, if they gave that information to your father, they would also have the opportunity and obligation, I believe, to contact DCF.
Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for the indulgence, and thank you, Chair Grawl, for the answer. So you mentioned that, I believe you were intimating that this is currently a process that plays out, that currently parents have the right to review records specifically under the scenario I described. But there's another part of your bill on lines 152, that says a parent of a minor child has inalienable rights that are more comprehensive than those listed in this section. So while I understand part of your explanation that we're really just moving statute around and restructuring it, that part of the bill says that we're expanding the inalienable rights of parents to be more comprehensive. Can you explain that portion of the bill so that I can understand how are we expanding it beyond some of the statute that we're restructuring? And I apologize, it's hard for me to hear.
Members, if you could just take your conversations to the bubble so that we can understand the questions that are coming from Representative Smith. Representative Grawl, you're recognized.
Thank you. Yes, that part of the bill is really in a different section. I think that the initial part that you referenced was about how the school districts would interact with families and that is one part of the bill. The other does set forth certain rights that are enumerated, but also acknowledges that globally, not just with regard to school districts, globally there may be rights of parents that are not specifically addressed in this bill. So it, and that's just it, there's, it leaves room for there to be additional rights that could be determined by a court in the future. However, with regard to the way in which a school district interacts with our children, that information, that is really just a cross-reference to existing practice.
Representative Smith.
And thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you for your help just with helping understand the clear conversation here without interruption. So I guess I just want to also understand and have clarity on your answer, Representative Grawl, which is that currently under the law, you're saying that the schools do not have the discretion on whether or not to share records for parents, that they would be able to obtain and review the records that I was specifically specifying here in my line of questioning.
Representative Grawl.
Thank you. And I do think that some school districts believe that they do have discretion and create documents that they say will be kept outside of FERPA, and that is a different discussion for each school district on whether or not they can actually create records regarding students outside of their obligations under FERPA. This does not change the current law with regard to how we deal with these records.
Additional questions, members? Additional questions? Seeing no additional, Representative Thompson, you wish to be recognized? All right, members, if you wish to be recognized in questions, please get your mics up. Representative Thompson, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, under this bill, I want to make sure that I understand, it requires that school employees notify parents before there's any kind of medical kind of treatment. Would that include a student who desires birth control and discusses that hypothetically with a school counselor? Would that counselor be required to inform the parent of that discussion?
Representative Grawl.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I don't believe that the bill specifically requires the school to notify parents if children are seeking medical treatment. So if you could point me to that line if I don't answer your question, that would be great. But I think I'm able to answer your question. Currently, students are able to access birth control services without their parents knowing about that, and this bill does nothing to change that.
Additional questions, members? Additional questions? Seeing no additional questions, are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over to third reading. Read the next bill.
By Judiciary Committee and Representative Tomko, CS House Bill 833, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Unlawful Use of DNA.
Representative Tomko, are you recognized to explain the bill?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 833, the Unlawful Use of DNA. The issue of DNA theft is multifaceted, and this legislation is a first step to deter individuals and others who might steal DNA to gain access to your private information and use it against you. And that is the bill.
Are there questions on the bill? Are there questions? Seeing none, are there amendments?
On the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Take up the First Amendment.
Representative Tomko offered the following amendment with title amendment, barcode 969061. Remove line 83 and insert an amendment.
Representative Tomko, you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This creates an exception to the third degree felony crime of unlawfully disclosing another person's DNA analysis results when the person whose DNA was analyzed or such person's legal guardian or authorized representative previously published the DNA analysis results and the disclosure is limited to the scope and content of the prior publication.
Are there questions on the amendment? Are there questions? Seeing none, are there amendments to the amendment?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there substitute amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Members, we're in debate on the amendment. Anyone wish to be recognized in debate? Seeing none, Representative Tomko, you're recognized to close. Having waived close, all in favor of adoption of the amendment say yay. All opposed, no. Show the amendment is adopted. We are back on the bill. Are there additional amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over to third reading. Read the next bill.
By Criminal Justice and Public Safety Subcommittee and Representative Snyder and others, CS House Bill 921, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Electronic Threats.
Representative Snyder, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. With technology changing the way we communicate, it is crucial that our criminal code stays up to date. When it comes to written threats, Florida statute is very clear on the transmission of threats via snail mail, text message, or email. However, there is significant ambiguity when it comes to the posting of threats via Twitter or other open forum platforms. CS to House Bill 921 closes that loophole and makes certain that threatening language that is posted, transmitted, or sent is in fact eligible for prosecution. Mr. Speaker, that is the bill.
Members, questions on the bill? Are there questions? Seeing none, are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over to third reading. Read the next bill.
By Representative Fernandez-Barkin, House Bill 67, a bill to be entitled an act relating to public defender duties.
Representative Fernandez-Barkin, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this bill simply prevents a judge from appointing the public defender on a case where the defendant has already retained private counsel. This bill stems from a situation where a judge in Hillsborough County appointed the public defender to defend Michael Keatley, who was accused of two counts of murder, four counts of attempted murder, and he had hired private counsel, had spent over $100,000 on him, and the court appointed the public defender to co-counsel the case with a private attorney. This prohibits the court from doing so. I ask for your support.
Members, are there questions on the bill? Questions on the bill? Seeing none, are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over to third reading. Read the next bill.
By Representative Botana, House Bill 661, a bill to be entitled an act relating to modification or continuation of terms of probation.
Representative Botana, you recognize to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, the original intent of this legislation regarding this section was required an offender to meet all four statutory criteria to be granted probation. Currently, the statute reads as an offender only needs to meet any of the four criteria. Due to a technical staff, this bill is largely a technical bill designed to bring the statute in line with intentions of the legislature. That is the bill, Mr. Speaker.
Members, questions on the bill? Are there questions? Seeing none, are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over to third reading. Read the next bill.
By Government Operations Subcommittee and Representative Barnaby and others, House Bill 7009, a bill to be entitled an act relating to review under the Open Government Sunset Review Act.
Representative Barnaby, you recognize to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this bill saves from repeal the public records exemptions for criminal records of juveniles and certain criminal history information related to juveniles compiled by the Criminal Justice Information Program. Specifically, criminal records and criminal history information related to juveniles is confidential and exempt from public records requirements, except when the juvenile has been taken into custody for, charged with, or found guilty of a felony offense, or the juvenile has been transferred to adult court. That's the bill, Mr. Speaker.
Members and questions. Questions on the bill. Representative Geller and questions.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And thank you, Rep. Do we know where the First Amendment Foundation stands on this bill?
Representative Barnaby.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Geller, I do not have the answer to that question.
Follow-up question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If there's any way you can find out before we vote on it tomorrow, I'd very much appreciate it, Rep. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Additional questions, members? Seeing no additional questions, are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over to third reading. Please read the next bill.
By Judiciary Committee, Criminal Justice and Public Safety Subcommittee, and Representative Maney and others, CS for CS House Bill 381, a bill to be entitled an act relating to probationary or supervision services for misdemeanor offenders.
Representative Maney, you recognize to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. CS for CS HB 381 allows for the option of a private entity to supervise probation services for misdemeanor defendants in circuit court if all they have is a misdemeanor offense, no felonies. That is the bill, Mr. Speaker.
Are there questions on the bill? Are there questions? Seeing none, are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over to third reading. Read the next bill.
By Judiciary Committee and Representative Leek, CS House Bill 141, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Parenting and Time Sharing of a Minor Child for a Convicted Parent.
Chairman Leek, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, less than 1 month after a son was born, a mother saw her husband arrested on 5 charges surrounding the sexual solicitation of a minor. Her husband had an online inappropriate relationship with an undercover officer that he believed to be a 13-year-old girl. The husband was sentenced to 3 years in prison, 5 years of sex offender probation, and a lifetime of being on the registry. Current law presumes that parental responsibility in a divorce should be shared. The presumption, I believe, is flipped on its head. I believe that if you are a convicted sexual predator or sexual offender of a minor while you're an adult, the presumption should be that you are not entitled to custody unless the court makes specific findings that the child would be safe in your custodial care. HB 141 creates a rebuttable presumption against parental responsibility and time sharing for parents who are convicted of or have had adjudication withheld for a specified sexual offense if at the time of the offense the parent was 18 years of age or older and the victim was under 18 years of age or the parent believed the victim to be under 18 years of age. That is the bill.
Members, questions on the bill? Are there questions? Seeing none, are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over to third reading. Read the next bill.
By State Affairs Committee, Government Operations Subcommittee, and Representative Rommel, CS for CS House Bill 327, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Public Records.
Representative Rommel, you recognize to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, it's a very simple bill. This creates a public record exemptions for those individuals' private information or address, telephone number, and anything else besides their name if they take shelter in a state shelter facility. That is the bill.
Members, questions on the bill? Are there questions? Seeing none, are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over to third reading. Read the next bill.
By State Affairs Committee, Pandemics and Public Emergencies Committee, and Representative Plasencia, CS for CS House Bill 223, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Marina Evacuations.
Representative Plasencia, you recognize to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. HB 223 allows a marina owner to remove a vessel and charge the vessel owner a reasonable fee when there is a hurricane approaching a deepwater seaport, and that is the bill.
Members, questions on the bill? Are there questions? Seeing none, are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over to third reading. Read the next bill.
By Representative Payne, House Bill 1309, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Ratification of Department of Environmental Protection Rules.
Chairman Payne, you recognize to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, last year we passed a comprehensive water bill known as the Clean Waterways Act. It was Senate Bill 712. Many of you remember that. Within the act, we addressed biosolid standards specifically for agriculture. This House bill ratifies the Department of Environmental Protection amended rules related to the use of biosolids. The amended rule addresses potential nutrient impacts for the land application of biosolids in agricultural operations that could impair water quality. And the amended rule also implements the Clean Waterways Act standard for Senate Bill 712, which became effective July 1st, 2020, and the findings of the Biosolids Technical Advisory Committee convened by DEP in 2018 to evaluate current biosolids management practices to better protect Florida water resources. And that's the bill, Mr. Speaker.
Members, are there questions on the bill? Are there questions? Seeing none, are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over to third reading. Read the next bill.
By Insurance and Banking Subcommittee and Representative Clemens and others, CS House Bill 425, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Disposition of Unclaimed Property.
Without objection, the sponsor moves to TP. Read the next bill.
By Appropriations Committee and Representative Stevenson, CS House Bill 1241, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Tax Administration.
Representative Stevenson, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill includes needed and desired changes to help the Florida Department of Revenue in their role of tax administration. Three of the concepts involved administrative changes related to sales tax. One change involves a heavy mineral tax calculation, and the final change removes a penalty for taxpayers using a prepayment plan to make an early payment of their estimated property taxes. To allow more efficient and cost-effective tax administration, this bill would eliminate outdated language that requires a physical visit by the department to review records. If a dealer currently maintains their records in an electronic format, the electronic record would then be required to be made available to the department without a physical visit. Forwarding agent certificates. This change would create an efficient, consistent method of forwarding agents to prove the tax-free status of purchases delivered for export and provide an online system for vendors to verify the tax-free status of the forwarding agent. This treatment is similar to the current verification for resale certificates. Third, the bill also modifies current language to clarify that aggregation of collection reporting periods is permitted to determine the degree of criminal offense for failure to remit taxes. The bill also adds language for heavy mineral taxes to allow the prior year tax rate to be used if the current year producer price index can no longer be calculated and there is no comparable index. Regarding property taxes, this bill would allow all taxpayers who use property tax installment payments to pay the first installment by July 31st without penalty. Taxpayers who pay by June 30th will continue to receive a 6% discount. Current law permits inconsistent treatment of taxpayers, allowing 5% penalty in addition to losing the 6% discount when tax collectors choose to accept late payment. That is the bill, Mr. Speaker.
Members, are there questions? Are there questions on the bill? Seeing none, are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over to third reading. Read the next bill.
By Commerce Committee and Representative Jill Lombardo and others, CS House Bill 403, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Home-Based Businesses.
Without objection, the sponsor moves to TP. Read the next bill.
By Regulatory Reform Subcommittee, Representative Salzman and Representative Botana and others, CS House Bill 663, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Cottage Food Operations.
Representative Salzman, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Cottage foods are certain food products which have been determined by the Department of Agriculture or Consumer Services to be safe for production at a person's residence. Examples of permissible cottage foods are breads, honey, cakes, and popcorn. Food products containing meats and fresh fruits and vegetables or those that require temperature control are generally prohibited. The current law allows cottage food operation to sell cottage foods without conforming to state food and building permitting requirements if the annual gross sales of such products do not exceed $50,000. Certain local, state, and federal operating standards must be followed, including those governing methods of sale, delivery, labeling, and storage. The Home Sweet Home Act essentially does the following. It will allow the sale and delivery of cottage food products by the United States Postal Service or commercial mail delivery service. It increases the gross annual sales threshold from $50,000 to $250,000. It revises the definition of cottage food operation to clarify that you may have a business partner. It also preempts the regulation of cottage food operations to the state and prohibits local laws, ordinances, or regulations that prohibit a cottage food operation or regulate the preparation, processing, storage, or sale of cottage food products. It's as American as apple pie, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative Salzman. Questions on the bill, members? Questions? Seeing none, are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over to third reading. Read the next bill.
By Representative Harding and others, House Bill 735, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Preemption of Local Occupational Licensing.
Representative Harding, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill is about breaking down barriers to entry for skilled workers by preempting the licensing of occupation to the state and superseding local government licensing of occupations. And that is the bill, Mr. Speaker.
Members, are there questions on the bill? Are there questions? Seeing none, are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over to third reading. Read the next bill.
By Commerce Committee, Regulatory Reform Subcommittee, Representative Robinson W. and Representative Fisher and others, CS for CS House Bill 1059, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to the Construction Permits.
Representative Robinson, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill builds on the 2019 legislation to streamline local government permit reviews. The bill does five things. It provides definitive timelines to local governments for completion of review of applications. It reduces local government permit fees for failing to comply with these timelines. It clarifies language on what local governments are required to have in their website. It requires local governments to post processing procedures and status updates, and it prohibits local governments from requiring a copy of private contracts in order to obtain a building permit for commercial property. That's the bill, Mr. Speaker.
Members, are there questions? Are there questions? Seeing none, are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over to third reading. Read the next bill.
By Commerce Committee, Regulatory Reform Subcommittee, and Representative Oberdorf and others, CS for CS House Bill 55, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Building Design.
Without objection, the sponsor moves to TP. Read the next bill.
By Representative Rodriguez and Representative Fernandez-Barquin and others, House Bill 369, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to a Construction Contracting Regulation Exemption.
Representative Rodriguez, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill is entitled Construction Contracting Regulations Exemption, and this bill clarifies that members of the Miccosukee Tribe of Indians and members of the Seminole Tribe of Florida are exempt from licensure requirements when building chicky huts in the state of Florida. And that is the bill, Mr. Speaker.
Are there questions, members? Are there questions? Seeing none, are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over to third reading. Read the next bill.
By Representative Duggan and Representative Hardy, House Bill 487, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Small-Scale Development Amendments.
Representative Duggan, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill increases local government flexibility and discretion in growth management decision-making by amending the acreage thresholds for small-scale land use amendments. That is the bill.
Members, any questions? Are there questions? Seeing none, are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over to third reading. Read the next bill.
By State Affairs Committee, Civil Justice and Property Rights Subcommittee, Local Administration and Veterans Affairs Subcommittee, and Representative McLean and others, CS for CS for CS House Bill 59, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Growth Management.
Representative McLean, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, House Bill 59 requires municipalities established after January 1st, 2016 to incorporate into their comprehensive plans all development orders existing before the plan's effective date, requires local governments to include a private property rights element in their plans, allows the parties to a development agreement to amend or cancel the agreement without the consent of other property owners who were originally involved in the agreement, specifies that development agreements for certain developments of regional impact may be amended using the processes adopted by local governments, requires the Florida Department of Transportation when selling property to provide a first right of refusal to the property's prior owner, and the bill provides a declaration that the act fulfills an important state interest. That is the bill, Mr. Speaker.
Members, are there questions on the bill? Are there questions? Seeing none, are there amendments?
On the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Take up the First Amendment.
Representative McLean offered the following amendment, barcode 111799, remove line 141 and insert an amendment.
Representative McLean, you're recognized to explain your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this amendment amends the part on the DOT first right of refusal. It requires them only to go back 10 years to find the property owner.
Members, are there questions on the amendment? Are there questions? Seeing none, are there amendments to the amendment?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there substitute amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Members, wish to be recognized in debate on the amendment? Seeing none, you're recognized to close. Having waived close, all in favor of adoption of the amendment say yay. All opposed, no. Show the amendment is adopted. We're back on the bill. Are there any additional amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over to third reading.
Read the next bill. Read the next bill.
By Representative Grawl, House Bill 1143, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Funding of Aviation Development Projects.
Representative Grawl, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is an airport funding bill.
Members, are there questions of the sponsor? Questions of the sponsor. Are there any amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Please show the bill rolled over for third reading. Read the next bill.
By Government Operations Subcommittee and Representative Gregory and others, CS House Bill 1055, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Public Records.
Representative Gregory, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1055 creates a uniform trade secret definition, explains the process to mark documents trade secrets, and creates an associated public records exemption. That is the bill.
Are there questions of the sponsor? Are there questions of the sponsor? Are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Please show the bill rolled over for third reading. Read the next bill.
By Government Operations Subcommittee and Representative Garrison and others, House Bill 7001, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to a Review Under the Open Government Sunset Review Act.
Representative Garrison, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In 2016, the legislature established a public records exemption for nurses' personal identifying information. This bill would save that statute from automatic repeal and allow Florida to continue our membership in the Nurse Licensure Compact. That is the bill, Mr. Speaker.
Are there questions of the sponsor? Are there questions of the sponsor? Are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Please show the bill rolled over for third reading. Read the next bill.
By Representative Bell and Representative Killebrew and others, House Bill 17, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Podiatric Medicine.
Representative Bell, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm honored to present to you House Bill 17, Podiatric Medicine, Florida Statute 461 Cleanup Bill, 10 years in the making, which will enhance the practice of podiatry. My bill will make the following changes. Create a section of law in Florida State Statute 461 dealing with the acts and duties of podiatric assistants. This follows the same rules and regulations MDs use currently. This will include the practice of podiatry into direct health care agreements, and also will modify the requirements for instruction on controlled substances prescribing, and that is my bill.
Are there questions? Are there questions of the sponsor? Are there questions of the sponsor? Are there amendments?
On the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Read the First Amendment.
Representative Bell offered the following strike all amendment with title amendment, barcode 536577. Remove everything after the enacting clause and insert an amendment.
Representative Bell, you're recognized to explain the amendment.
This amendment will make my bill identical to Senate Bill 170. It does not change any elements of the bill, and it just moves everything into the section of law into Statute 461. And that is my amendment.
Are there questions? Are there questions of the sponsor? Are there questions of the sponsor? Are there amendments to the amendment?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there substitute amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Is there debate on the amendment? Is there debate on the amendment? Representative Bell, you're recognized to close on your amendment.
I waive to close.
Having waived close on the amendment, all those in favor of the adoption of the amendment say yay.
Yay.
All opposed, no. And so the amendment is adopted. Are there any further amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Please show the bill rolled over for third reading. Read the next bill.
By Representative Cheney and others, House Bill 245, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Massage Therapy.
Representative Cheney, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, House Bill 245 updates the Practice Act for massage to better reflect the full scope of care provided by licensed massage therapists. Updates include the change of massage to massage therapy, allows for assessment and defines assessment, and allows for the use of the knee. And that's the bill, Mr. Speaker.
Are there questions? Are there questions of the sponsor? Are there questions of the sponsor? Are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Please show the bill rolled over for third reading. Read the next bill.
By Representative Buchanan, House Bill 497, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Dentistry and Dental Hygiene Examinations.
Representative Buchanan, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, currently there's one board certification exam written into statute. This bill simply opens up statute to include the Western Regional Examination Board's exam for dental state certification in dentistry and dental hygienist, permitting practitioners certified by REB to practice in the state. This bill will increase portability, competition, and innovation, and that is the bill, Mr. Speaker.
Are there questions of the sponsor? Are there questions of the sponsor? Are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Please show the bill rolled over for third reading. Read the next bill.
By Health and Human Services Committee, Representative Roach and Representative Rommel and others, CS House Bill 905, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to the Program of All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly.
Representative Roach, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill seeks to codify the PACE program in statute. PACE stands for Program of All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly. It's a holistic social model of client care for people 55 or older that are assessed for nursing home level care. Currently, the program functions by way of a Medicaid state plan amendment. And again, this seeks to codify the program in statute. That is the bill, Mr. Speaker.
Are there questions of the sponsor? Are there questions of the sponsor? Are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Please show the bill rolled over for third reading. Read the next bill.
By Commerce Committee and Representative Tomko and others, CS House Bill 329, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Alcoholic Beverage Licenses.
Without objection, the sponsor moves to temporarily postpone the bill. Read the next bill.
By Local Administration and Veterans Affairs Subcommittee and Representative Haig, CS House Bill 385, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Alcoholic Beverage Licenses, Lake and Sumter Counties.
Representative Haig, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill merely reflects the new geographical boundaries of the village's community. There are no substantive changes to how the licensing worked. It just reflects the new lands to be developed. And that is the bill, Mr. Speaker.
Are there questions of the sponsor? Are there questions of the sponsor? Are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Please show the bill rolled over for third reading. Read the next bill.
By Representative LaMarca, House Bill 6073, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Individual Wine Containers.
Representative LaMarca, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, right here in the Florida House. A belated Passover for those who celebrate, early Easter for those who celebrate. Wouldn't Easter and Passover be much better with a Nebuchadnezzar, a Salamanzar, or maybe a Methuselah? These are wine bottle sizes, and because of Section 564.05, they're prohibited for sale in Florida. Those are anything in a container that holds more than 1 gallon of wine, unless it's a reusable 5.16 container. It serves no good public policy basis to criminalize the sale of wine based on the container size, and the statute should be repealed. There is no rational opposition to this bill, but for one single winery that does not want to play in the free market of Florida, and I ask for your support of this bill. That is the bill, Mr. Speaker.
Members, it's getting a little too loud. Please take your conversations to the bubble. Please take your conversations to the bubble. Are there questions of the sponsor? Are there questions of the sponsor? Are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Please show the bill rolled over for third reading. Read the next bill.
By Representative Clemens, House Bill 751, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to the City of Gainesville, Alachua County.
Representative Clemens, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm happy to present HB 751 with the Alachua County delegation with me today. This bill authorizes the issuance of a special license to sell alcoholic beverages for food truck operators and for the consumption of alcoholic beverages within a food truck park. This is in Innovation Square, and the bill requires not only the compliance with the city's rules, but also that the food truck park be permanently fenced, have sun sails, and seating. Under current Florida law, food trucks are unable to have more than a temporary alcohol license under limited conditions due to their mobile nature. The food trucks in this Innovation Square is not mobile, and therefore that is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Are there questions of the sponsor? Are there questions of the sponsor? Are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Please show the bill rolled over for third reading. Read the next bill.
By Representative Haig, House Bill 353, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Bicycle Operation Regulations.
Representative Haig, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill authorizes a bicycle to be operated without a seat if it was designed by the manufacturer to be operated without one. And that is the bill, Mr. Speaker.
Are there questions of the sponsor? Are there questions of the sponsor? Are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Please show the bill rolled over for third reading. Read the next bill.
By Representative Morales and others, House Bill 855, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Barber Services.
Representative Morales, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 855, Barber Services, would remove from statute language that restricts barber services to a brick and mortar establishment. Mr. Speaker and members, that is the bill.
Are there questions of the sponsor? Are there questions of the sponsor? Are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Please show the bill rolled over for third reading. Read the next bill.
By Civil Justice and Property Rights Subcommittee and Representative Garrison, CS House Bill 121, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Notaries Public.
Representative Garrison, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In 2019, this legislature authorized remote online notarizations for the first time in Florida. The law became effective in 2020, and remote notarizations were used extensively during the pandemic to keep our economy moving. This bill would improve the effectiveness and efficiency of the remote notary process by making changes including protecting the users of our online notary platforms from the sale or distribution of their personal information, mirroring the process for in-person notarizations, requiring platforms instead of individual notaries to store videos of the sessions, and requiring the Department of State to publish a list of online public notaries and their providers. Mr. Speaker, that is the bill.
Are there questions of the sponsor? Are there questions of the sponsor? Are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Please show the bill rolled over for third reading. Read the next bill.
By Representative DeBose, House Bill 467, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Insurance Adjuster Examination Requirements.
Representative McCourty, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill amends Statute 626.221 to include an exemption to the online adjusters licensing examination for individuals who possess an accredited insurance claim specialist designation from Encore Claim Services. Current law states an applicant for licensure as an online adjuster must pass a written examination, but the examination is waived for applicants who have earned certain professional designations. This bill simply adds onto the list of applicants who are waived, and that's the bill, Mr. Speaker.
Members, it is getting a little too loud. Members, it's getting a little too loud. Please make sure to take your conversations to the bubble. Members, are there questions of the sponsor? Are there questions of the sponsor? Are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Please show the bill rolled over for third reading. Read the next bill.
By Representative Toledo and others, House Bill 1251, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to the Water Street Tampa Improvement District, Hillsborough County.
Representative Toledo, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, House Bill 1251 is a local bill that will amend the boundary of the Water Street Tampa Improvement District, which is an independent special district created by the legislature in 2018 in order to fund, manage, and maintain the infrastructure associated with the Water Street Tampa development in a sustainable way. That is the bill.
Are there questions of the sponsor? Are there questions of the sponsor? Are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Please show the bill rolled over for third reading. Read the next bill.
By Representative Plakin and others, House Bill 1591, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to the South Seminole and North Orange County Wastewater Transmission Authority.
Representative Plakin, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If you're like me, most members probably didn't know that the South Seminole and North Orange County Wastewater Transmission Authority was created by the legislature in 1978. It was formed to operate an untreated wastewater transmission system located in portions of Seminole, Orange County, and the cities of Castleberry, Winter Park, Maitland, and Winter Springs. This bill removes the city of Winter Springs since their participation never really took. It also makes some minor modernization changes to their board structure and such. That's the bill.
Members, are there questions on the bill? Questions on the bill? Seeing none, are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over to third reading. Read the next bill.
By Civil Justice and Property Rights Subcommittee and Representative Rodriguez, CS House Bill 6503, a bill to be entitled An Act for the Relief of the Estate of Emilio Jesus Vizcaino Adai by Miami-Dade County.
Representative Rodriguez, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is an uncontested local claims bill for $350,000 for the estate of Emilio Jesus Vizcaino Adai, who was killed as a result of Miami-Dade police officers' negligence. And that is the bill, Mr. Speaker.
Members, are there questions on the bill? Questions on the bill? Seeing none, are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over to third reading. Read the next bill.
By Civil Justice and Property Rights Subcommittee and Representative DeSegli, CS House Bill 6511, a bill to be entitled An Act for the Relief of the Estate of Crystal Marie Galloway by the Hillsborough County Board of County Commissioners.
Representative DeSegli, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this is an uncontested excess judgment claim for $2,450,000 based on a settlement agreement in which the Hillsborough County Board of County Commissioners agreed to compensate the estate of Crystal Marie Galloway for the wrongful death of Ms. Galloway due to the county's negligence. The total settlement was for $2,750,000, with the county already paying their statutory limit of $300,000. Ms. Galloway's estate has three surviving children under the age of 17. There will be a guardianship and trust fund set up for the children, and the probate court will retain oversight of the trust fund and its spending. Mr. Speaker, that is the bill.
Members, are there questions on the bill? Seeing none, are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill rolled over to third reading. Read the next bill.
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Members, we will stand in informal recess for 10 minutes. Informal recess for 10 minutes. The House will reconvene in 10 minutes. All right, members, if you can begin to take your seats, the House will come back to order. Members, I want to bring to your attention that today is a special day. Today is Representative Dana Trabolsi's birthday. Happy birthday, Representative. Members, are there announcements? Are there announcements? Representative Wilhite, in announcements.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. For all the returning members and a new thing for the freshmen, on April 14th, we are going to celebrate Seersucker Day in the Florida Capitol. So if you'll bring your seersucker on April 14th and join me in a time-honored tradition in the Florida House. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Members, additional announcements. Representative Daly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It is great to be with you all today on what I believe is one of the best days of the year, and that's FSU Day at the Capitol. Yes. Mr. Speaker, members of the House, while things this year have a much different feel, today is FSU Day at the Capitol. FSU Day this year consists of virtual social media campaign on the university's social media sites, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I encourage you all to take a minute to check out President Thrasher's comments and the university's tribute to its alumni and friends that serve in this body. Florida State University, a preeminent Florida university, which is widely recognized for its long-standing commitment to excellence in education and stature as one of the top research and graduate education institutions in the United States. In fact, Florida State University is ranked 19th, according to U.S. News and World Report. We've moved up 25 spots since 2016. And an emphasis on community service, civic education, and engaged citizenship has always been part of the culture of Florida State, so it's not surprising that many alumni have dedicated their lives to public service. Through the years, the Florida House of Representatives has been served by a significant number of Florida State University alumni, many of which are in the chamber here today and on the wall up there. Let me take this opportunity to thank you, my respected colleagues, for setting such fine examples for future generations of Florida State University alumni and friends. Mr. Speaker, go Noles.
Go Noles!
Happy FSU Day. Members, additional announcements. I'd like to recognize Representative Rizzo, Fabricio, and Speaker Pro Tem Avila. You're recognized at Speaker Avila's desk.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Members, this past week, two former members of the Florida House lost family members. And I'd like to ask for a moment of silence, if we could, Mr. Speaker. Former Representative Estevan Bovo Jr. lost his father, who was a Bay of Pigs veteran and a great American. Also, former member Manny Diaz Jr., now currently serving in the Florida Senate, lost his first cousin, Avelino Vega, who was a dear personal friend of mine and a personal friend to the other representatives from Hialeah. And so we ask for a moment of silence in their memory.
Members, join us in a moment of silence. Thank you, members. Members, additional announcements. Additional announcements. Representative Renner, you're recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House, after receiving reports, adjourn for the purpose of holding committee and subcommittee meetings and conducting other House business, to reconvene April 1, 2021 at 3:30 p.m. or upon the call of the chair.
All in favor say yay. Yay. All opposed no. Show the motion is adopted.